And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Everything Changes in the Future. Each of my guests is giving his or her perspective on how everything changes. My next guest nearly gave up on her singing career until a phone call landed her an audition to be the singer on Dancing with the Stars. From there, her career has skyrocketed. We'll discuss her latest CD, appropriately named Everything Changes. And if you want to ask a question or if you want to speak to Beverly, you can call in at 639-0008. Beverly Staunton is one of music industry's most versatile and sought-out vocalists. From radio to television, from the big screen to the small screen, Beverly's style is unique, mesmerizing, and real. Whether she's singing vocals on recordings with Bette Midler, Michael Bublé, Julio Iglesias, Jessica Simpson, Barry Manilow, the list goes on, or if she's taking the lead on various children's CDs for Disney Records, it's easy to hear Beverly's range, her power, and her perfection. Not just limited to the studio, Beverly's unassuming soulful style has elevated artists like Kelly Clarkson, Lionel Richie, Martina McBride, Dionne Warwick, and James Taylor. Beverly's originally from Montreal, Canada. Her performance started at a very early age there. She essentially grew up on the stage and TV. And if you tune in to ABC's Emmy-nominated Dancing with the Stars, she lends her vocal abilities every single night, singing everything from pop to jazz to classical in English, French, Spanish, and Portuguese. Beverly's latest CD is Everything Changes. It's a country pop album. She resides here in Ventura County. Welcome to the show, Beverly. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing terrific, thanks. So let's start with the beginning. Is the story true? Were you really down on your career and then suddenly the phone rang inviting you to sing on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, you know what? I actually, like you said, I am from Canada, and I moved down here to the States about 7 years ago. And, you know, virtually kind of knew nobody. I mean, I was actually living in Vancouver at the time for 10 years. My career was going great, singing, you know, on a daily basis. But I just kind of felt like I had reached a ceiling. You know, I wanted to kind of take it to the next level. And I thought, well, guess I'll head down to Los Angeles. And so, you know, it definitely, when I came down here, I certainly was not at any point, you know, going to give up hope or anything like that. But, you know, sitting at home, cold calling and on a daily basis, you know, for hours and doing all that kind of stuff. So certainly, you know, getting that audition for Dancing with the Stars, you know, a year after moving down here was a huge, huge blessing. So, you know, I'm not the kind of person who would ever really give up on anything. So, you know, but it certainly was a challenge when I came down here. So, You can imagine how that was for me to land Dancing with the Stars, even at the time, you know, not knowing, you know, what it would turn into. But still, you know, when you're trying to make it in this industry, you know, a phone call for almost anything is good.
Well, what was your initial reaction when you were invited in to audition for Dancing with the Stars? That must have been the elation.
I could not believe it. I really couldn't. And I went online, actually, because the show originated in the UK and down over there. It's called Strictly Come Dancing. And so I did a little bit of research online, and I thought, okay, well, this looks pretty cool. It's a live show, live singing. You know, I'm not just a backup singer, and I'm an actual lead singer on the show. But when I did go into the audition, to be honest with you, I left not feeling that great about
really?
What I did. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm definitely a perfectionist at heart, and I didn't feel like I sort of gave my all. You know, you know, they had asked me to prepare, you know, a few pop tunes. And when I got in there, you know, I'd sort of get cut off, you know, after about 30 seconds of each song, which is pretty normal, you know, for auditions. But, and then they kind of said, well, you know, that was great. But, you know, we didn't really get a chance to hear you stretch out. And so kind of on the spot, I don't even remember what I did. But I just kind of, you know, off the top of my head, just kind of saying something, you know, that kind of stretched out a little bit more. So I'm hoping that kind of got it. But I knew at that time that the show was actually starting a week later. So I knew that, you know, I would find out, you know, pretty soon whether I'd got that job or not. And, kind of, you know, went through the weekend, never got a phone call, and, thought, okay, well, you know, there goes that one. And then I think, you know, Monday afternoon came, and there was a phone call, but I don't forget this. I was standing in my kitchen and just crying, thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I got this. Like, yeah, it was a great moment.
That is amazing, and I guess your spontaneity led to it. My guest is Beverly Staunton. So tell me, Beverly, did you have any idea that Dancing with the Stars would become the mega hit that it's become?
Oh, no idea. Nobody knew. You know, I mean, even Tom Bergeron, you know, at the time, who's the host on the show, had no idea. I mean, the original show was a 6-week, you know, summertime filler type of thing, you know. And but, you know, like I said, it was doing well in the UK. So I guess ABC just thought, you know, let's give this a try. And it was a huge hit. And, you know, 6 years later, now we're doing, you know, 2 seasons a year. And last season was actually its highest rated season ever at, you know, season 12. So
remarkable, 12 seasons. I mean, in what ways does appearing on Dancing with the Stars, how has that impacted your career, Beverly?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think the biggest thing about it is like I said, just getting it so soon after moving down here and just being kind of a fresh face and fresh voice in LA. And I mean, there's so many people that come here, I mean, literally on a daily basis from everywhere, from other parts of the United States, from Canada, from wherever, you know, really essentially trying to do, you know, what I'm doing. And, you know, it's because I got on that show, you know, I've certainly got a lot of other great jobs from that, you know. You know, I'm always working on other recording sessions and stuff like that, and it's certainly a great platform to be on, for sure, you know, now having my newly released CD. So it's just been it's been a huge blessing, not only just career wise but just working with such great people. I mean, that show is just such a well run show. Everybody is just so professional and great to work with. So you know, not only is it just a great step, you know, career wise but it's just such a great experience all around.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Beverly Staunton. Her latest CD is Everything Changes. And Beverly, I'm really amazed with the range and the versatility in your voice. But then you selected pop and country for your CD, Everything Changes.
Yes.
Why country? I mean, what is it about country and pop music that suits your voice?
Well, you know what? I've always been a pop singer at heart. And, you know, I think my voice just naturally lends itself to that country pop thing. I mean, when I'm singing what I really want to sing, that's kind of the way it comes out. You know, when I'm doing sessions for, say, I get hired, you know, for a jazz thing, I kind of have to make sure I'm pulling that country out of my voice. And I think now, and just at this stage in my life, you know, I've got 2 little boys and being married, and it really speaks to me. You know, I think that, you know, country music is just, it's real, it's down to earth, you know, lyrically speaking, it just really comes from the heart. And I think it just, and that's who I am as a person. And you know, I want to be a great role model, you know, as an artist.
Well, it's interesting, Beverly, because typically country music is so maudlin. You know, my wife ran off with the postman, somebody shot my dog.
Right,
you've made it upbeat, though, so that's good. Now, what I'd like to do, let's play a little segment from your CD. This is a clip called World Goes On. I love this piece.
Another one of those dead end days where you beg the pain to just go away, and your heart weighs 1,000 pounds. You can't get up, so you lay back down and you cry. Feel like you could die.
That is Beverly Staunton from her latest CD, Everything Changes. Love the lyrics on that. We'll come back and maybe play another clip a little bit later with that, Beverly. But let's talk about your music career. And you started in show business so early. I mean, it seems like you've been singing all of your life. How and when did you know that you wanted to make singing your career?
You know what? I really have been singing all my life. You know, I started singing when I was 7, and I have 3 older brothers, and you know, when we were kids, we would kind of goof around and sing and stuff. And so my parents just kind of, you know, just kind of pushed us towards music like any parent would put their kids in gymnastics or whatever, you know what I mean?
Did they play music themselves?
No, they don't. They love music. They can certainly hold a tune, for sure. And it just kind of stuck. I mean, I'm the youngest of 4, and I just remember, you know, probably when I was about 8, you know, one of my brothers singing a song, and I think it was a female artist, and I probably went up to my parents one day and said, well, you know, you got to let me, you know, try to sing that. And I think, you know, I could, once they saw that, you know, my interest and then just sort of a natural talent there, they were very supportive. And I mean, I've known, honestly, since I was a kid, I just worked really hard. I mean, honestly, on a daily basis.
Music, singing lessons after school, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't really get into singing lessons so much until I was probably 13, you know, and sort of, you know, going through that puberty. I mean, you know, girls can kind of go through some of that stuff too, like boys, you know, with voice changes and stuff like that. But, you know, my parents found a great teacher for me. And yeah, I mean, you know, through the years I've studied, you know, jazz and musical theater and all kinds of different stuff that's really helped round me out, you know, as a vocalist. And that's helped me be a, you know, quote unquote, professional singer.
Now, that is great. Beverly, what's been the highlight of your career so far?
You know, I would have to say Dancing with the Stars, to be honest with you. I mean, I've had, you know, such a long career because I started so young. But, you know, even going back to my childhood, I mean, I I'm from Montreal, and I did a lot of, you know, French television shows as a kid, you know, with my brothers. And I mean, that's pretty amazing to have that opportunity, you know, as a child. And, you know, so many years later to be, you know, down here on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, every moment of my career has been so amazing, and I just feel so blessed to be, you know, a part of the, I feel like, a handful of people that are able to, you know, sustain, you know, a career, you know, in this industry.
Oh, it is great. My guest is Beverly Staunton. Her latest CD, Everything Changes. So, Beverly, you've been singing all of your life. What mountains are there left for you to climb musically?
Well, I mean, I think with this latest solo effort, I mean, I've done so many recordings in my career, but this one truly is just, I put all of my heart and soul into this, and so did the producer. And I would hope that I could sort of, you know, climb the next notch up, you know, so to speak, and just become known a little bit more, you know, as an artist. And just, you know, continue to be, you know, a professional singer. I mean, it's so amazing to do this. And again, you know, hoping that Dancing with the Stars could sort of be that platform to help me emerge, you know, more as an artist. And, you know, I believe so much in this record, and I think that so many people could relate to this and the music and the lyrics. And so I would hope that I could, you know, like I said, just emerge a little bit, you know, as an artist.
Any plans for Broadway or anything of that nature?
Oh gosh, I mean, no plans for it, but you just never know. Like the record's called Everything Changes. I mean, that's really what that means. And you know, my life has changed so much in the last 6 years, you know, with having children and having this record and you know, Dancing with the Stars and everything. You just never know. You know, you think you've got it all figured out, which is really what that song is about that I co-wrote. And next thing you know, your life is going in a different direction than you thought it would. And it's been so amazing. I could have never even, you know, planned this for myself, you know.
I guess not. My guest is singer Beverly Staunton. Now, Beverly, tell us about your Ventura County connection. You've settled here in Ventura County. How'd you select Ventura County to be your new home?
Well, my husband. my husband is actually originally from Ventura County. When I moved down here, I met him about a year after I moved down here. And I was actually living in the San Fernando Valley and, you know, got engaged. And once we were married, I actually moved out here to Ventura County and am so, so happy out here. It's a great place to, you know, we now have two little boys and it's a great place to raise kids. And it's also nice, you know, it's a little bit of a commute, you know, into Hollywood when I go to work, but it's just so worth it. It's so worth it to just come out of Hollywood and to come up north, you know, a little bit and to escape that. And it's beautiful.
That it is. Now, what does Ventura County offer that, say, living in Los Angeles doesn't offer you, Beverly?
Well, I mean, you know, living in Los Angeles, you know, would have its perks for sure, you know, being so much closer to work, you know, for me. But I think just having a family now, I think Ventura is just, it's just great for the kids, you know. It's less crazy busy and it just, I mean, I literally will drive around, you know, with the kids in the car and I'll say, guys, you know, look outside at how beautiful, you know, this area that we live. And I just try to teach them of just how blessed we are of to be able to live where we live, to be honest.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place, and we're glad that you settled here. All right, Beverly, your latest CD is Everything Changes, Everything Changes. And what do you want listeners to appreciate from this latest album?
Gosh, you know, I want them to get lost in the music. You know, you kind of touched on it a little bit about how some of the lyrics and stuff are uplifting. And I've had a lot of other people kind of say that. You know, of course, there's a couple tunes on there of, you know, that are kind of sad, you know, or whatever. But I want listeners to take what relates to them. You know, there's different topics on there that I know could relate to a lot of different people, and you know, young and old, but most of all, I just, you know, like the song "The World Goes On" and the song "Everything Changes." I mean, there is an uplifting quality to this CD, I think, and I know that a lot of people are getting that out of it, which really wasn't like an intention, you know, in the beginning. But, you know, I handpicked these songs, and this is just kind of how it turned out. And it's so amazing to actually get that feedback from people that some of it is uplifting, and that is just so amazing. I'm really happy that it turned out that way.
Well, I am too. Let's play another clip from "World Goes On," and this is about a minute clip from your album CD, "Everything Changes."
One day you'll get sick of the blame, try to get over old what's his name, and you realize that you can't hide, so you take a chance and you step outside and you breathe in. Yeah, you start over again.
You certainly do have a set of pipes there, Beverly. That's an amazing clip. Love that song, "World Goes Around," from your latest CD, "Everything Changes."
I actually do have a music video for that, too. It's up on YouTube. So.
Well, go ahead and plug that. I was just going to ask you, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the CD, even see that video, that music video, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I would definitely direct you to YouTube. You know, you can search "World Goes On," you know, Beverly Staunton, and that's, you know, my first music video for this CD. You can buy the CD on iTunes and at cdbaby.com.
Beverly, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming
with
Billy the Brain.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. We'll talk to you down the road.